you.
Thank you. Item number 13, please.
Item number 13 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on a partnership proposal from the First Tee of Milwaukee County to establish a facility in Brown Deer Park. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Keith?
Yeah.
Schlesser, would you introduce yourself and your guests?
Yes, good morning, Chairman, Supervisors, Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for the Parks Department. I am here to introduce Joe Stadler and Courtney Bookish from the First Tee of Milwaukee County. Supervisors Borkowski and you, Chairman Broderick, may remember back in 2007, they came to this committee to present an idea of expanding the First Tee program through this project, which you're going to hear again. Due to the changes in the economy, unfortunately, at the time, they were unable to fulfill that project, but are certainly willing and able to do it now. So we want to represent this idea to you, and I'd like to turn it over to them. They will introduce themselves, and they have some PowerPoint here that I will also bring up for you.
Thank you, Laura. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
By way of brief introduction, I've been with the PGA for 23 years. I did sit in front of you about 5 years ago to present this project. Unfortunately, at the time, we had both Culver brothers from the Culver's restaurants and MGIC who are still involved with us. Craig was here with us that day to present, but they both recommended that we put this on hold at the time due to economic reasons and things of that nature. But I've also been involved with the parks for the past 23 years through our golf course contract that we had from 1989 through 2011. So I have a lot of experience in these areas. But in the year 2000, we began our foundation primarily to run events around the state. We currently have 85 events, 20 of which are hosted at parks golf courses, including our championship for the first time ever this year, which will see 400 kids come to Brown Deer and Dretzka Park this summer. So we're very excited about that. The other half of our foundation is the First Tee of Milwaukee County, and I'm going to turn it over to Courtney Bookich to speak on that for a moment.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, hopefully we'll get spring here soon and get some golf weather going, but my name is Courtney Bookich. I've been with the Wisconsin PGA for 11 years and the First Tee of Milwaukee County for 9. I'm currently the executive director, and we've been doing some great things throughout the county since 1999 with the inception of the First Tee of Milwaukee County, building character development with golf as the vehicle to do so. The mission of the First Tee of Milwaukee County is to impact lives of young people by providing educational programs that build character, instill life-enhancing values, and promote healthy choices through the game of golf. Using some of the 9 core values such as respect, sportsmanship, confidence, that's how we build better kids through what we do. We've also introduced the 9 healthy habits that Annika Sorenstam brought to us about 4 years ago, really promoting healthy choices, using the game of golf and the facilities that we have, and it really has made a change in a lot of our young people. Continuing on, in regards to really what the First Tee does, you'll see really positive changes in the biggest parts of young people's lives nowadays, meaning communication skills, the confidence, responsibility, grades in academics, and social skills. You know, these kids come to our program when they're 5 or 6 years old, can't look you in the eye, can't shake your hand with a nice firm handshake. By the time they graduate from player to par to birdie to eagle and all the levels, they really do take those personal skills and develop them with adults. Positive relationships, not only between children and the youth of the First Tee Milwaukee County, but they also positively impact not only myself, but our 15 volunteers who are, we do have a lot of volunteers that are retired members of the business community in Milwaukee and surrounding areas, and we can tell you that the kids make our lives a lot better as well. We roughly see about 800 kids now in a 2.5 month period in the summer, and those are mainly at Noyes Park on 82nd and Good Hope and Lake Park. We really see the disconnect becomes during the school year in the winter when we really have no facilities to provide programming for those students. The internal space that we have at Noyes Park is a clubhouse and a single wide trailer that's about 15 years old. with limited coverage at both facilities. With a new facility, Joe Stadler is going to be talking about all the benefits and really what we can do in the next 4 years to build that.
Thanks, Courtney. Our mission is to enhance our programming, as Courtney mentioned, make it year-round, really focused on the youth development. Our goal in the first year of a new facility would be to triple our programming. We want to get the participants engaged throughout the year using the facility. We're modeling this program after successful partnerships with municipalities in Fort Worth and Miami that have recently opened. The new facility would certainly bring positive attention to Brown Deer Park with visibility and golfing families. It would also, over half of the first tee graduates continue to play golf throughout their lives. So as we've seen rounds of golf decline throughout the industry in this, obviously in Milwaukee County, that's important. There's pockets and courses that are being very underutilized right now, and this is something that will help fill that. The facility will also have enough space that events and outings at Brown Deer Park Golf Course could utilize the facility for either before or after golf functions. A couple of photos that we have drawn up of the facility. Obviously, there's outdoor seating for the participants. It tried to make the look of it fit in with a park-like setting. The next one's simply an overhead view, and then the following one's a little snapshot of the inside of the facility. And then on the back page, one of the things about this concept is, you know, we're bringing computer rooms and classrooms and conference rooms to the facility. As you'll see on the left side of the screen, there's also an indoor hitting area that's about 5,000 square feet, room for about 12 people to hit at once, a huge putting green. That area can also be converted into a large conference area with about seating for about 300 people if necessary. And one of the things about it, as you'll notice, is on the right side of the screen is office space for the Wisconsin PGA and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Combined, those associations have been around for about 150 years, and it would create a great synergy of golf in the state to be housed at a location such as Brown Deer. The fact that those two associations, and I do represent one of them, are excited about this program creates the financial means to keep the facility going throughout the years, because both enterprises right now are paying, you know, normal rent rates, so they would then pay that into this facility to keep it ongoing. So that's how we're managing the long-term success of the facility. So I guess at this point, you know, we want to answer any questions, but we look forward to coming back here in hopefully a couple of months with an updated proposal and looking for support at that time.
Very good. Questions by committee members, Supervisor Alexander and Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My first question is, looking at the diagram there, it seems like you have a beautiful plan on the roster, but I'm wondering if this would all be designated space specifically for First Tee, if any of it would be rented out or leased out to any other groups or associations, and or how much of it would be intended for simply public use, say if the Frisbee golfers wanted to come in and give a presentation, are those rooms available for those purposes?
The office spaces, as I mentioned, would be rented by the two associations primarily, not any outside parties. The plan is, when there is not First Tee programming available, if there are groups that want to use the facility, then they would be welcome to. We'll obviously figure out what kind of user fees make sense, but we want to keep it affordable to everyone, but that we want it to be welcome by the whole community.
Thank you. My other question is, usually when we receive informational presentations like this, I understand that a lot of times it's so that you can go back to potential investors or donors and let them know that you've informed the county of what your aspirations are with the plan. Do you have any intentions at this time of seeking county funding for this project?
We do not plan on seeking county funding. What they've done in Miami and Fort Worth is they have looked at utilities and outside maintenance and things like that and negotiated contracts along those lines. But to actually put into the project at this time, we're not looking for that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You might think I'm goofy with my line of questioning, and you won't be by yourself. First of all, I have no problem. I think that the mission and everything, this structure, beautiful. If But I guess what I'm bothered is I'd like to know, when you have these youngsters that you're teaching the game of golf, what is the cell phone policy amongst these participants? And the reason I ask, okay, is that high schools now ban cell phones. They must be kept in the lockers or they'll be confiscated throughout the day. I am amazed when I'm on a bike path, for instance, and somebody's walking or riding bike speaking on a cell phone. And these are adults. And obviously, we've got this younger generation that's grew up with these cell phones, and they're going to have absolutely no communication skills when they get to be in their 20s and 30s. And I'd like to know, what's the policy for these guys playing golf?
Currently, we hold the same policy as a junior tour, as if it's a competitive round of golf, there are no cell phones, just due to the competitive nature. Number one, you could be contacting a golf coach, asking for advice. But with our program at the First Tee, cell phones are not allowed on the range, and all the instructors have cell phones, and all the parents have the numbers if there's an emergency or something like that. But cell phones are to be kept in the golf bag.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What's the size of this facility?
It's approximately 15,000 square feet.
Okay. And what age groups are the youth?
Right now we service primarily about 7 years old to 18.
Okay.
17.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any further questions by committee members? This item is, in fact, informational. We thank you much for the presentation, and we wish you well on the fundraising aspects of this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.